Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sisters listening to these teachings that they just really help her understand your grace so that she can overcome and become more powerful for your glory. I ask all these prayers, your Father's in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous it can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you're going to be persecuted, and you can trust in God's grace to keep you, to carry you through like a boat, okay? And understanding what it is and how grace goes all the way back to before you were even born, that you were predestined to go to heaven. That's what the Bible says, okay? And going through these scriptures, this is Revelation chapter 17, starting at verse 7, says, "And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her." This is talking about the whore of Babylon and the angels explaining it to the apostle John. Okay, the beast that carrieth her, which hath seven heads and ten horns. The beast that thou sawest and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Okay, so I'm going to go over this. Again, it says, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind that hath wisdom, the seven heads or the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. But I just want to focus in on verse, that previous verse, verse 8. It says, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. So same thing again, having been selected before the foundations of the world, okay? So long before you were even born, okay? This whole thing was designed, okay? Now, I want to take a moment and explain some things, though, okay? I'm not trying to speculate because the Bible's not specific on the things that happened before the foundation of the world. But I do want to call attention to some scriptures that Jesus talks about, okay? Jesus says very specifically, okay, that some people have a father that is God and some people have a father that is Satan, okay? I'll give you an example of this here. This is John chapter 8. Let's start at verse 38. It says, he's speaking to the Pharisees, "I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication, we have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil. The lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." Okay. "Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God." And then you see this, again, we're going to talk about it in the next podcast, but he talks about the same concept of some people having a father that is God and a father that is Satan in the parable of the wheat and the tares. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to these podcasts that she just really humbles her heart and has to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand all these things and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover and she's done, reads it again. So just to help her, Lord, stay in your perfect will and bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, in Jesus' name, amen.